for as long as there's been serious information collected, the proportion of what we could call people on the move, that is people who cross international borders to work, we're not talking about tourists, but essentially international migration, has been pretty well stable at around 3% of the world. In other words, 97% of the people on Earth stay home for the most part. But as the world's population increases, the actual number of people increases. And there are times where it's more visible, particularly if it looks like there's a migration crisis of sorts, that is, large numbers of people moving at the same time or in circumstances that are very precarious. But essentially, it's been with us forever. It will stay with us forever. So we have every interest in doing much, much better at managing migration more properly.
Experts here in Beirut sought to identify and analyze some of the patterns, some of the causes. Is there anything in particular in regards to the Arab region that was new to you or surprising?
It's a region that actually is better understood in terms of sub-region. What is very striking in this region is that there's no uniformity. In fact, there are vast, striking differences across the region. For instance, in the Gulf countries, the characteristic is that it's mostly what could be called economic migration, as opposed to displacement, forced displacement, and making people refugees. So this is not a big feature in the Gulf. And the issues present themselves essentially as questions of labor issues. So the regulation of labor markets and particularly rights of migrant workers. In other parts of the region, particularly because of, in particular, the intensity of the conflict in Syria, you see forced displacement, large populations of refugees absorbed in communities in Jordan and Lebanon in particular, in numbers that are staggering, certainly by European standards. So the whole issue presents itself quite differently. And what is also very striking outside the Gulf countries is that many, if not most, of the other countries are countries of both origin, transit, destination, return. So they experience the modern face of migration in all its facets.
Would you say that out of the 35 million migrants in this region, in the Arab region, most of them are leaving their countries because they feel they have to? Or is it voluntary? Or a mix of both?
Well, actually, in many, many cases, the motivations are extremely complex and they're very personal. I think it's fair to say this country has a very large proportion of refugees, and refugees are protected by the Refugee Convention, and they represent people who obviously are forced to leave their country because of persecution, usually associated with war. So here, I think there's a lot of that. As for other people, for instance, people who come, say, from the Philippines to work in Saudi Arabia or in different part of the Gulf countries, they move voluntarily to the extent that people who cannot find employment in their own country really have a completely free choice. I mean, they're not forced by natural disaster or war. But, you know, a lot of people, given the choice, might prefer to stay home. So they are market forces, let's put it this way, that come into play.
And finally, I was wondering whether from these 2 days of consultations, there's anything in particular that you will very much push to get into the global compact for migration, something that you see as being extremely relevant and important for this region in particular.
There's not actually I think what is very striking is that it brings home how much of a challenge it's going to be for this compact to be relevant to everybody. We know that there are lots of differences around the world, but when you see such striking differences, even within a region, it brings home the idea that the compact is going to have to be very smart to have appeal and not to stay at such a high level of generality that it's really not adding anything, but to have sufficient appeal and to be implementable in a very large variety of circumstances. That's, I think, when you look at this region, this comes out loud and clear.